ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 11 द परफेक्ट सोसाइटी फॉर सोशल क्लासेस Text number 6 and 7. So 6, there's no purport, so I think 7th is on the board, huh? Yo vaityatmano sena dakshayayan tu dharmata lokanan svastaye jakste tapo badakir asrame. Narayan, along with his personal expansion, Nara, appeared in this world through the daughter of Daksha Maharaj, known as Murti. He was begotten by Dharma Maharaj, for the benefit of all living entities. Even now, he is still engaged in executing great austerities in the place known as Badrik Ashram. So Nara and Narayan, they're staying there in Badrik Ashram, performing penance and austerities for the benefit of all living entities. And his place is known as Badrik Ashram. It's like nowadays, if you go on the Prikama Marg, you'll see all the ladies sitting with little baskets of little yellow oblong fruits. In Hindi we call bear, but in Sanskrit that's called Badri. That fruit is called Badri. So those trees are called Badri trees. So what happened was Narayan, he was performing penances there high in the Himalayas, just sitting in the open. So Lakshmiji, feeling sorry for her husband and wanting to serve him, she appeared as a Badri tree. In Hindi we say bear tree, but she appeared as Badri tree. Therefore that place is known as Badrik Ashram, where the Badri trees are growing. So she was giving him shade and shelter. So much so, she was serving her husband so nicely that even he became known by her name, Badri Bishal, Badri Narayan. He's known by the name of Lakshmi as Badri. Badri Narayan, Badri Bishal. Also there's a Badrinath here in Braj. Also many Badri, jungly Badri trees are there. And Narayan also staying there in that Badrik Ashram, because Krishna manifested it so the Brijvasis wouldn't have to go outside of Braj to see Badrik Ashram.
Narayan, is that two people or one person?
Two people. Nar
so
is.
How are we talking about one person? Two or one? How does it all work?
It's Arjuna and Krishna.
It's Arjuna and Krishna. Nar is, of course, means human being, and Narayan means the shelter of all human beings. So both of them are staying there in Badrik Ashram, performing penances and austerities. There's an interesting story about the Badrik Ashram in Braj, because there was a asura named Prabala. Prabala asura. Prabala means very strong. And he worshipped the sun god, and he got benediction of 1,000 kavachas. And those kavachas could only be destroyed, one kavach could be destroyed after 1,000 years of fighting. So practically nobody could defeat him. So Prabalasura began terrorizing the universe. So gradually, so the everybody went to Lord Narayan in Badrikashram in Braj and explained the situation. So the Narayan, he fought with Prabalasura for 1,000 years and one kavach was broken. The Narayan went back and he sat down in meditation, and Nar, he went and fought with Prabalasura for 1,000 years and another kavach was broken. In this way, they took turns. Every 1,000 years they would switch until only one kavach was left. So I don't know how many millions of years that was. This fight was going on, Nar and Narayan switching turns. And finally only one kavach was left. Then he took shelter of the sun god and he appeared as the son of Kunti, known as Karna, because he was born with one kavach, right? So that's how Karna appeared. The interesting story they tell in Badrinath of Braj. Okay, we'll go to the next verse. Dharma Mulam Hi Bhagavan Sarvavedamayo Hari Smritam Cha Tadvidam Rajan Yena Chatma Prasidati. Dharma Mulam Hi Bhagavan Sarva Veda Mayo Hari Smritam Chatad Vidam Rajan Yena Chatma Prasidati. Dharma Mulam Hi Bhagavan Sarva Veda Mayo Hari Smritam cha tad vidam rajan yena chatma prasidati. Dharma mulam hi bhagavan sarva veda mayo hari. Smritam cha tad vidam rajan mulam, the root of religious principles. He, indeed, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarva Veda Maya, the essence of all Vedic knowledge. Hari, the Supreme Being. Smritam Cha, and the scriptures. Tadvinam, of those who know the Supreme Lord. Rajan, O King, Yena, by which religious principle, Cha, also, Atma, the soul, mind, body, and everything, Prasidati, become fully satisfied. Translation, the Supreme Being, the Personality of Godhead, is the essence of all Vedic knowledge, the root of all religious principles, and the memory of great authorities. O King Yudhisthira, this principle of religion is to be understood as evidence. On the basis of this religious principle, everything is satisfied, including one's mind, soul, and even one's body. Translation, please repeat. The Supreme Being, the Personality of Godhead, is the essence of all Vedic knowledge, the root of all religious principles, and the memory of great authorities. O King Yudhisthira, this principle of religion is to be understood as evidence. On the basis of this religious principle, everything is satisfied, including one's mind, soul, and even one's body. purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As stated by Yamaraj, Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Yamaraj, the representative of the Lord, who takes care of the living beings after their death, gives his verdict as to how and when the living entity will change his body. He is the authority, and he says that the religious principles consist of the codes and laws given by God. No one can manufacture religion, and therefore manufactured religious systems are rejected by the followers of Vedic principles. In Bhagavad Gita 15:15, it is said, Vedaischa sarvairaham eva vedya. Vedic knowledge means to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Therefore, whether one speaks of the Vedas, scriptures, religion, or the principle of everyone's occupational duty, all of them must aim at understanding Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam 1:26 therefore concludes, Savai punta paro dharmo yato bhaktir hoksaje ahaitukiya pratiyata yayatma suprasidati. In other words, religious principles aim at learning how to render transcendental loving service to the Lord. That service must be unmotivated and unchecked by material conditions. Then human society will be happy in all respects. The Smriti, the scriptures following the principles of Vedic knowledge, are considered the evidence of Vedic principles. There are 25 different types of scriptures for following religious principles, and among them the scriptures of Manu and Yajnavalkya are considered to be all-pervading authorities. In the Yajnavalkya Smriti it is said, Sruti smriti sadachara svasya cha priyam atmanah samyak sankalpaja kamo dharma mulam idam smritam. What should learn human behavior from Sruti, the Vedas, and from Smriti, the scriptures following Vedic principles? Srila Gopa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says, Sruti smriti puranadi pancharatna vidim bina aikantaki harir bhaktir upatayaiva kalpate. The purport is that to become a devotee, one must follow the principles laid down in the Sruti and Smriti. One must follow the codes of Puranas and the pancharatriki vidhi. One cannot become a pure devotee without following Sruti and Smriti, and the Sruti and Smriti without devotional service cannot lead one to the perfection of life. Therefore, from all the evidence, the conclusion is that without bhakti, devotional service, there is no question of religious principles. God is a central figure in the performance of religious principles. Almost everything going on in this world is religion, is devoid of any idea of devotional service, and therefore condemned by the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam. Without devotional service, so-called religious principles are only cheating. Dharma mulam hi bhagavan sarva veda mayo hari sutam cha tad vidam rajan yena chatma prasidati. The Supreme Being, the Personality of God, is the essence of all Vedic knowledge, the root of all Vedic principles, and the memory of great authorities. O King Yudhisthira, this principle of religion is to be understood as evidence. On the basis of this religious principle, everything is satisfied, including one's mind, soul, and even one's body. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dirati Sapadandiyam Adadanas Trinandan Taibridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktarin Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare. Panchakalpa Trubhyastra Kripa Sindhu Vaibhachat Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. So here this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam very definitely declares Dharma Moolam Hi Bhagavan. Moolam, we know, means root. Just like now, everywhere we go, we see the push carts and they have carrots and this white radish we call muli, because it's a root. So Dharma Moolam Hi Bhagavan. The root of all religion is Bhagavan. In other words, religion means to understand Bhagavan. Therefore, Prabhupada quotes this verse over and over again from Dharmaraj, or Yamaraj, who's in charge of all the living entities after their death. He's one of the 12 Mahajans. He said, Dharmam hi tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. The codes of religion, they're given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. In other words, no one can manufacture his religious system. Nowadays, especially in the modern age, it's very fashionable. Everybody creates their own religion. Art of this, art of that, so many things they create. This is a modern fashion. Just like in the end of the 1919 and 1920, just like recently in 2008, there was a financial meltdown. And everybody became very broke. So there was one fellow. He had no money. Somehow his friend fared a little better. He was fairly well off. So he went to his friend. He said, lend me $100. I'll pay you back someday. I don't know when. So his friend thought, anyway, he'll never be able to pay it back, but anyway, he's my friend, he's bad situation. So he gave him $100. A couple years later, he was walking down the street, and he saw that poor friend. Now he had a nice silk suit with a diamond tie clip, you know, silk tie, wonderful shoes, you know, very nicely dressed, hair completely manicured. Jai Sisi Gornitai Krishna Baldava Sisi Radha Shamsundar Ki Jai. So he saw his friend who lent him $100. He came up to him, he shook his hand. He said, thank you so much. Here, I'll pay you back with interest. He gave him $1,000. He borrowed $100, he gave back $1,000. Are Bhai, what happened to you? He said, oh, I invented my own religion. So this is the fashion in Kali Yuga to invent our own religion. But here, Dharmaraj, who's one of the 12 Mahajans, we have to Mahajano Jena Kata Sapanta. We have to follow, Prabhupada quotes this verse over and over again, we have to follow the authorities. So Yamaraj, he's one of the 12 Mahajans, he says the path of religion is chalked out by the Lord. Nobody can invent a religion. And then Prabhupada quotes this verse just like here it says, Sarva Veda Mayo Hari. Sarva Veda Mayo. The Lord is the essence, Hari. He's the essence of all religious principles. So here Prabhupada quotes this, one of our favorite verses, easy to remember, chapter 15, verse 15. Vairais Chahameva Vedya. That by all the Vedas, I am what is to be known. Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita, very easy to understand. Somehow, the impersonalists, they cannot understand this simple thing. Krishna is speaking, he says, by all the Vedas, I am to be known. And so it's not Krishna that we have to know, it is the unborn, eternal within Krishna. Now Krishna is standing there, he's talking to Arjuna. We have the whole multimedia presentation. Arjuna is sitting there, Krishna is sitting there. Everybody can see, he says, I'm the essence of Vedas. So what is the difficulty to understand? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. That's what we're supposed to understand. Throughout the entire Bhagavad Gita, every chapter ends. Even when he describes the yoga system. At the end he says, Yoginam api sarvesam magatena antaratmana sarvanbhajatejo mam same yuktatamo mata. That of all yogis, yoginam api sarvesam. You know this word sarva means all. Huh? Sarvesam, of all the yogis. That one, bhajate, same yuktamo, yoginam api sarvesam magatena antaratmana mam. With shraddha, with faith. He's doing my bhajan. Same yuktatamo. Yoga means to link. Comes from the word yukt. So same yuktatamo. Yuktatamo, we can understand the most strongest link. Huh? That one who's worshipping Krishna with devotion, huh? He's the best of all yogis. So throughout Bhagavad Gita, end of Bhagavad Gita, same thing. Only by devotional service can I be known as I am. So the Lord is the essence of all Vedas, and all religion means to understand Krishna and render service to Him. Just like Prabhupada quotes one of our very favorite verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai punsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir huksaje ahaitu kiya pratiyata yayatma suprasidati. As soon as we heard this verse this morning, we were immediately reminded of this verse, and here it is in the purport. Because it's yena chatma prasidati, the same thing, suprasidati. So he says, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo, the supreme religion. He doesn't say Christian religion, Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Buddhist religion. He says, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo, Yato Bhaktir Hokshaje, by which loving service to the personality of Godhead, who's beyond, Adhokshaje, he's beyond this material existence. So that is the supreme religion, to love God, to render service to Him. And haituki, it should be without motivation. Generally, people they perform religious principles with some motivation. They come to the church in their nice big Lincoln Cadillac or their Mercedes Benz. They have their nice shirt. They want to show off. Yes, I've got God blessings. Just see, I have nice house. I have nice suit. I have nice car. They're performing religious principles in order to get some material benefit. This is the general tendency of human society. But this is not the real benefit. You will not be able to take that house, car, and bank balance with you. When you leave this world, everything stays here. Nothing goes with you. Just like they say, the scriptures tell us that when you die, everything stays here. Did you say? But what about my house? Well, your house will stay where it is. It's not going with you. It will stay there. But I've got my big bank balance. That will remain in the bank. It's not going with you. But I've got my faithful wife. She will follow you up to the door. But generally, the ladies don't go to the burning ghat. So they follow the husband up to the door. She will only follow you up to the door. But I've got so many friends. They will follow you up to the burning ghat. But I've got this body. That body will lay there on the pyre. He's not going anywhere. He will go with you up to the pyre. You will go on alone. So these are not the real benefit. Material benefit may be there, but that's not the real benefit. These things will simply bind us. We become attached to all these things. In the time of death, then we're remembering all these things. My house, my wife, my children, my this, my that. Then you'll have to come back and take another birth. And we couldn't understand the import of that when we were young, because we were thinking life will go on like this forever. But now that we're growing old, we find it's no fun to be in this body. It's breaking down in every way. And we see every day we're reading on Facebook, another God brother, God sister has left. Or about to leave. So material benefit is not what we're looking for with religion. It is ahituki, without any motive. Only motive is to serve Krishna, to please Krishna. We want to please Krishna, known as Govinda, who gives pleasure to the senses. But the trick is, you have to please Krishna's senses and automatically you become satisfied. Apratiyata. And it must be continuous. Like Rupa Goswami, he uses the word anushilanam. Anushilanam means continuous. Generally people, they go to the temple in the morning, they pray to the god and then they forget him for the rest of the day. Or in Western country they go to church on Sunday and they forget God for the rest of the week. Just like this lady who's got this famous show on TV, Oprah. She came here to India and said, people here, they live their religion. She was astonished when she saw India. People here, they just don't have a religion, they live their religion. And especially this process of devotional service, everything is completely dedicated to serving Krishna. We're talking about Krishna, hearing about Krishna, singing about Krishna, dancing for Krishna, eating Krishna prasadam. Whole life is completely dedicated to serving Krishna. Continuously. Not that just for 1 minute in the morning we bow our head like that. This is a so-called dandavat. Too crowded to get down. But continuously, apratiyata, without break, then what happens? Yayatma supersedati. Supersedati, one becomes fully satisfied. So this is a supreme religion, to satisfy Krishna. Then automatically, here it is saying, not even, here's the same thing, yayatma. And Prabhupada translates atma being body, mind, and even mind, soul, and even body. And we see by following the regulations of the scriptures, even our body becomes satisfied. Because generally people are performing so many sinful activities, and therefore they suffer so many diseases, and so many, their bodies break down very quickly. But even if one performs devotional service, he becomes peaceful. We see the people of the world, they're becoming feverish. Everything is enjoy this, enjoy now, be the first on your block. Everybody's feverish for material enjoyment. And fever means disease. Fever is not a happy situation. Everybody's feverish. But we see the devotees, especially now we're getting older, and the desire is still there. They never go away, but somehow becoming a little less. We're becoming a little more relaxed, not so feverish. So one becomes, even the body becomes satisfied. Mind becomes satisfied, soul becomes satisfied, everything. So this is a supreme religion. Performing devotional service to the Lord. And therefore here it says, smritam. Prabhupada translates, very interesting. The memories of the great authorities. Because smriti generally refers to the Puranas. Shruti refers to the Upanishads and Vedas. And smriti means, after meditating on the shrutis, the great sages have compiled so many histories to give practical example of all of these different religious principles. So here it said, this is our evidence, this is our praman. We want to know something beyond our senses, there's no other evidence other than scripture. People don't like to hear this. They like to make up their own, follow their own path, follow their own mind. But actually, just like Prabhupada gives the example, the only way we can know our father is from our mother. She will say, this is your father, she's the one who knows. So Veda is like our mother. They will give us evidence about our father, our spiritual father. So we have to follow these codes. Therefore Prabhupada quotes this famous verse of Srila Rupa Goswami. Shruti smriti puranadi pancharatra vidin bina. Bina means without. that if you don't follow the principles of Shruti and Smriti and Puranas and Panchatrikividi Bina, then it's just a disturbance. Akaintaki. Aikantaki. It is just a disturbance. It's like we see so many funny things going on in Vrindavan in the name of religion. Somebody dressing up like Gopi and so many things. This is just a disturbance to human society. If we want to perform real devotional service, then we have to follow the Shruti and Smriti. We have to follow the directions of scripture. Without following, then it just becomes a disturbance to society, Rupa Goswami says. We cannot imagine our own devotional service. And here Prabhupada makes the point that if we just follow rules and regulations without coming to the point of trying to please Krishna, then it is also useless. The whole purpose of following all the rules and regulations is to come to the point of serving Krishna with love. So, following the rules and regulations without understanding the principle behind them, that is also useless. And ignoring all the rules and regulations, that is also useless. We have to do both. Therefore, this devotional service is perfect. We are studying Srimad Bhagavatam here. Yudhisthira Maharaj, after hearing about the glories of Prahlad Maharaj, he's inquiring for Narad Muni more about the perfect religious system. Here it said the perfect society, four social classes. This is Vanashram Dharma. People generally call Hindu, but the word Hindu is never found anywhere in our scripture. Vanashram Dharma, Sanatan Dharma, that is the word found in our scriptures. And this is a scientific way of organizing the society. Somehow the society has to run on. We see now the society is completely upside down. Therefore, without a peaceful society, no one can actually execute religious principles very easily. Now people, in the old days we had one father and one mother. Now everybody has at least two fathers or two mothers. Half the year he spends with father, half the year he spends with his mother. His mother's living with another man, his father's living with another woman. Completely crazy society. How people can be peaceful? So society has to be organized. So this Vanashram Dharma, four orders of social classes and four orders of life, is meant to scientifically make a peaceful society so we can execute devotional service to the Lord. Because simply following the principles without coming to the point, that is also useless. Srimad Bhagavatam very clearly, another favorite verse. What is that? Dharma svanustita punsa visvaksena katasya not pariye kataruchi astrama eva hi kevalam. Sram means to work very hard. Like first we do Sram, then we do Visram. Just like in Mathura, there's one very famous place, Visram Ghat. Krishna and Balaram, they did some heavy work. They had to get rid of Chanura, Mustika and Kans and so many other wrestlers. And this Kuvali Yapida and so many things. So then, after they took bath in Jamuna and they did Visram at Visram Ghat. Not only 5,000 years ago, from Adi Varaha Purana, we understand that Lord Brahma, he also did a lot of sram. He had to lift the whole Bhumandala from the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean. Then he went to Mathura, he took bath in Jamuna and did Bisram, he took rest. So sram means to work very hard. So srama eva. Now this word eva is a very small word in Sanskrit, two syllable, eva. But it is not used casually. As soon as you put that word, it means the word before it has become more heavy. Srama eva. Certainly it is just work. Then he, just like here we have, what is that? Dharma mulam hi Bhagavan. It's just one little syllable, but it makes the previous word even more heavy. Shrama eva hi kevalam. Kevalam means only. So what is the Bhagavatam saying? That even if you follow dharma svanustita apamsa, you follow your dharma very nicely, but you don't develop any kataruchi, not utpad. Utpad means to develop, products. We go to the produce market, utpad. It's not developed. What? Kataruchi. You don't develop any attraction for hearing about Krishna. Then srama eva hi kevalam. Then all your following of religious principles is useless, juiceless labor and nothing else. Very heavy words in Srimad Bhagavatam. So the whole purpose, not just to follow the cause, we have to follow the cause, but we should understand the purpose. And that Krishna is very nicely told, the whole purpose of the Vedas is to understand me. Therefore Prabhupada has engaged us in this wonderful process of devotional service, hearing and chanting about Krishna, dancing for Krishna, raising children for Krishna, cooking for Krishna, everything we're doing, so many activities, all connected with Krishna. And gradually we're becoming attracted to hear about Krishna. I can remember from the very beginning I became very attracted to hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And then we first became devotee. In fact, I joined in a place called Boulder, Colorado, which is at the foot of the Rocky Mountains. So I joined right on Jamastami Day, which was that year was September 2nd. So there it becomes very cold and it started snowing and everything. And the devotees had no money, so they couldn't buy any warm clothes. We couldn't do Harinam, because that was the only thing we did in the old days. We just went on hours and hours on the street chanting and chanting. So I was just sitting and reading. We had these old red Bhagavatams, completely misspelled and misprinted, and so many typos were there. But it was so attractive. I just loved to sit and read Srimad Bhagavatam. Because it was too cold, it was snowing outside. Immediately become attracted. This is Prabhupada's trick. He attracted us to the scriptures. Attracted us to hearing about Krishna. And this is the whole purpose of all the rules and regulations of the scriptures. They can all be boiled down into one. One rule and one regulation. Always remember Krishna, and the regulation is don't forget. But Prabhupada gave us this nice process of devotional service, where we can always remember Krishna, 24 hours a day. Prabhupada said, this is practical samadhi. Prabhupada told so many times, I've seen so many yogis. Because actually the yoga system, you keep eye half open and half closed. Half closed, because otherwise you'll be distracted by so many things. And if you close completely, Prabhupada said, I saw so many yogis, he's not in samadhi, he's sleeping. So this samadhi is very difficult, but this always engaged in Krishna's devotional service, this is practical samadhi. In the morning, who else gets up at 4:30 in the morning and dances and things, has a party? Everyone's party usually ending at 4:30. Where a party is starting at 4:30. Dancing and singing for Krishna, then chanting Krishna's name, then hearing this nice philosophy of Krishna consciousness. This is real pleasure. As I remember, I was in L.A. one time. And there was one boy, he was from some place where there was no temple in New Mexico or someplace. But he got a book in an airport, and then he wrote and said, you can write to L.A. So he wrote to somebody there, and they sent him more books, and they sent him chanting beads, and they taught him how to offer his food. And without even coming in contact with the temple, he learned how to become a devotee. So then they wrote, Prabhupada's coming to L.A., you should come. So he came to L.A., and so immediately the temple authorities invited him to come on the walk with Prabhupada, and I was there on that walk that day. So Prabhupada was walking on Venice Beach. It used to be so nice. Prabhupada would be wearing bright saffron, and the sun would be coming up over the land, because we're on the west coast, so it comes up over the land. And you saw Prabhupada, the big orange sun, and big orange Prabhupada. Like both of them had made a pact. They made a treaty to bring light into the world. Prabhupada would be walking. So this boy said, Srila Prabhupada, all of a sudden he blurted out, I read in your books that wherever pure devotee stays, then all material enjoyment goes away. And Prabhupada stopped and he dug his cane into the sand. So many times when Prabhupada went to make a point, he put his cane in the sand. And he turned around to see who spoke. He said, we do not say do not enjoy. That is not our process. You were not in the kirtan this morning? Oh yes, Prabhupada. That was not enjoyable? Oh yes, Prabhupada. That was very enjoyable. You were not in the class hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? Yes, Prabhupada. That was not enjoyable? Oh yes, Prabhupada. That was very enjoyable. Yes. This is enjoyment like a human being. We do not say do not enjoy. We say you enjoy like a human being. And this drink all night in disco club, this is enjoyment? Oh no, Prabhupada, that's not enjoyment. No, this is enjoyment like cat and dog. Huh? So we don't say don't enjoy. We say you enjoy like a human being. Huh? Hearing the Krishna katha, chanting the Krishna's name, doing some service for Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Enjoyment like a human being. Supreme enjoyment. Supersedati. One becomes fully satisfied. Therefore Prabhupada has given us this perfect process of devotional service with the essence of all the Vedas. Dharma mulam hi Bhagavan. The essence of all religion is Bhagavan. To serve him and love him. And smritim cha. All the scriptures are meant to help us to come to that point. Therefore we have to come to that point. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's appeared in this dark age of Kali. Several more days and we'll celebrate that wonderful appearance of Sriman Mahaprabhu. He's appeared in this dark Kali Yuga. This Kali Yuga is very horrible, but one good thing... What is that? Kaladoshini De Rajan. Oh, king, again Rajan. Oh, king, this Kali is an ocean of faults. Este ko Mahaguna. But there's one great quality in this Kali Yuga. Mahaprabhu has brought this chanting of the holy name. Ege ho Mahaguna. Kirtanad eva Krishnasya. He doesn't say Kali Kirtan, Durga Kirtan, Shiva Kirtan. He says Krishnasya, Krishna Kirtan. Mukta Sangha Param Brajet. Not only will you get mukti, you will go to the Param Braj. Param Brajet. So Mahaprabhu has descended in this dark Kali Yuga with this wonderful process, simple process of devotional service. Prabhupada says it begins with the tongue. By the tongue we speak, and by the tongue we taste. So if you speak, you sing the name of the Lord, and you taste Krishna Prasad. These two simple devotional service. And Krishna will be revealed to you. Taksi Krishna Naba, Dinaba Vedgraya Mindri. Seva Mukhi Jiva Do. Service, seva begins jiva, this tongue. You begin this simple service. Then Krishna will reveal himself. Because it's very difficult for us to understand Krishna. We're very tiny. But because Krishna is unlimited, he can do the impossible. So he reveals himself. But we have to engage in his service. And Mahaprabhu has descended in this dark age of Kali. Give this simple process, chanting the holy name with great love and affection. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. You just go on in this way and you will understand Krishna one day and render pure devotional service to him. So today is also the disappearance day of Purushottam Thakur. I don't know much about him, just I know he was one of the 12 Gopals known as Daman. There's many Gopals who were special associates of Krishna. His name was Daman, just like we know Sri Daman. This was Daman. And he was considered one of the great devotees of Lord Nityananda. He was very dear. His whole family, father and sons, were all great devotees and great devotees of Lord Nityananda. And one time he was dancing in Braj and his ankle bell broke and disappeared. He said, wherever it is found, that place I will establish my Sripat, my place of bhajan. So somewhere near Jessore, I can't remember the exact name of the village, they found his ankle bell, although he lost it in Braj, it appeared there. So in that place he made his Sripad. Although Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says later that temple was swallowed by the river, so then it was established in another place. So today is that Purushottam Thakur, one of the 12 Gopals, so close associated with Krishna, is his disappearance day. So does anybody has any questions or comments? Yes. Where's our Bhakta Mike? Oh, hiding. No, attachment to devotional service, that is the whole point. If we're attached to coming to the programs, coming to the arti, coming to the darshan arti, coming to the class, that's great attachment. That attachment will help us. Rupa Goswami clearly says that which develops our love of God, that we need to be attached to. And if we make our family devotees, then it's all right for us to be attached to our family. They're also devotees. We'll also remember. Just like our Ajamil, somehow or other he named his son Narayan. So at the time of death he was calling out the name of his son, but it was still his name was Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Then he actually remembered, as described, our acharyas have described, he actually remembered the real Narayan. The Yamadutta is always very simple. They couldn't take him. Yamaraj said, no, he's coming with me. The Vishnu Dutas came and said, no, he's going with us. So if we make our family Krishna conscious, then there's no difficulty. So if there's no other questions or comments, then we can all fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of the great personality who's engaged us in the essence, dharma hi mulam hi bhagavan, essence of all scriptures, to serve the Lord with love and affection. Srila Prabhupada ki.